Hello, this is Roy Lilly. I don't know who hacks me off more, Laura Koonsberg or that stupid boy. Put the two together on Sunday morning telly, and I have to tell you, my TV is at serious risk of having a coffee cup thrown through it. I doubt Koonsberg could ask convincing questions at a pub quiz. And as for Silly Boy, he must hold the Guinness record for trotting out the most tropes in 10 minutes. Today, Charmer joins in the nonsense. He'll be visiting a hospital in Yorkshire, where they are operating on patients at weekends. Like it's unique. It's not, and it's been a thing since 2015. In 2020, it kicked off and fizzled out when the money ran out. In 2022, London started Super Saturdays, scything their way through lists. Since then, many extra surgical lists are added to weekends across the NHS. Despite industrial action, COVID, which is still an issue, and workforce problems, staff absences up to an average of nearly 50,000 a day, the NHS is actually making progress. The average waiting time falling to 13.8 weeks. Now, I know it's a long time, but it's an improvement. With the number of patients waiting for elective care in October down to 6.44 million. It's important to remember 4 in 5 people who are waiting for treatment do not require an admission to hospital. They need either a diagnostic test or outpatient care. Given a clear run, waits will fall surprisingly quickly, which is why Sunak chose it as one of his 5 promises. The stumbling block, hospitals are actually very efficient. They accelerate performance and run out of money. Charmer thinks he can get the NHS running 24/7. Well, good luck with that. Apart from the need for downtime for cleaning and recalibration of kit, we don't have enough people. There's 160,000 vacancies. Weekend working is not just about surgeons and nurses. Pretty well every other part of the system has to be involved. Start with car parks, porters, canteen, cleaning, diagnostics, pathology, allied health professionals, estates, and go from there. And end with social care to facilitate discharge. As they'll tell Starmer in Yorkshire, it costs a lot of brass. Charmer is going to change the non-dom tax rules to pay for it. Well, of the 2,100 non-doms paying a lump sum to avoid UK tax, only 500 paid the top whack of 60 grand. From HMRC statistics, the vast majority of non-doms in the UK don't have significant wealth overseas. They just happen to work overseas. Charmer will be relying on the 500 wealthiest, each of whom would have to pay additional taxes of £6.4 million each in order to generate the £3.2 billion in taxes. Unlikely. These are people who generally have homes in other jurisdictions and are unlikely to stay here. Should the existing rules be maintained but limited to 5 years, which is Labour's plan, I think, the additional tax generated will be reduced by half to about 1.6 billion, which is not enough money. Today, Charmer is also going to be highlighting the work at Guy's and Tommy's, a surgeon working across 2 theatres at once. It's called overlapping surgery. A single senior surgeon operates across 2 parallel operating theatres, anaesthesia is induced and surgery commenced by junior surgeons in the second operating theatre, while the lead surgeon completes the operation in the first. Then the juniors close up. Pioneered in the US, where one of the world's leading hospitals, the Massachusetts General Hospital, has paid out £26 million without liability to settle cases in relation to its use of, guess what? Yes, overlapping surgery. In the NHS, the Getting It Right First Time initiative, GERFT, has set explicit targets for specialties to achieve a certain number of operations through reductions in turnaround time on certain high-volume, low-complexity lists. If overlapping surgery reduces or eliminates turnaround time, then the theory is productivity should increase. However, Pandit et al., and it's a paper I linked to this morning, tell us, and I quote, "Turnover time expressed as a percentage of scheduled list time sets the limits of what any scheduling method can theoretically achieve. The median turnover times across lists approximate 15% of the total list time. This is the maximum improvement in additional operating time that is achievable. This equates to only 72 minutes in an 8-hour list, which generally is at best sufficient for just one additional case." Charmer and Silly Boy are fooled by gimmicks, and they use them to try and fool us. They don't understand the real issues and appear not to have anyone near them who will tell them the truth. Or perhaps they do. Perhaps they're content to pull the wool over people's eyes. The solution to the NHS's problems is simple, gimmick-free and easy. Look after the front line. Fund it properly. Make it fun to work there. Stand back and watch the rest fall into place. No policy shake-up required. Just a wake-up to reality. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly and...